This is Ozarks at Large. The plans for a fish hatchery in Centerton began in the middle of the Great Depression, long before large man-made lakes were part of the landscape in northern Arkansas. The now-named Charlie Craig State Fish Hatchery has been part of Benton County for years, and as Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis reports, there are basic plans to make an upgrade sometime in the future.
The C.B. Craig Fish Hatchery has been a fixture in Centerton for about 7 decades. Tommy Laird is the manager of the hatchery for the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. He says that while the hatchery has served the Game and Fish Commission's purposes well for that time, recent years have brought new constraints to operating the hatchery.
Well, the hatchery at the Centerton location was built in the late 30s, and it was built with the main water supply being a spring. Well, in the late 1990s, like 95, 96, we've noticed a drastic reduction in the amount of water we get out of that spring. The spring used to produce around 1,700 gallons a minute, and now it's only producing, on average, about 400 gallons a minute with seasonal lows of around 200. Now, while that sounds like a lot of water to most people, when you're dealing with millions and millions of gallons of water for ponds, it's not.
Laird says that the Game and Fish Commission has tried different ways of getting more water into the hatchery. Recirculating water between ponds helps cut the demand for the millions of gallons of water necessary for the hatchery to operate, and game and fish officials even drilled a well more than 1,700 feet deep to the aquifer, a well that can produce about 260 gallons per minute, but Laird says that the depth of the well makes it cost prohibitive to be used as a primary water source, as it would cost between $5,000 and $6,000 monthly to constantly pump from the well. Those reasons are why Laird says that he and other game and fish officials have been working for about a decade toward building a new hatchery to replace the old one in Centerton. Though there are several sites under consideration, Laird says that the most palatable proposal is building a new hatchery adjacent to the Northwest Arkansas Conservation Authority treatment plant near Highfill.
Altogether, I have probably looked at 40-plus sites. But we had five or six that what I would call viable sites, you know, that met our criteria or most of our criteria. But all of them have some kind of disadvantage. You know, some of them are privately owned and we'd have to purchase. The one thing about the NACA property, and if we can enter an agreement with NACA, there would be no cost to us whatsoever. It'd be a long-time lease agreement.
George Spence is Bentonville's city attorney, and he's the chairman of the Conservation Authority Board. He says that the authority would be required by law to lease the land rather than sell it to the Game and Fish Commission.
It's just part of the property, and the bonds under which we purchased all of this property and set this up have restrictions on what we can do with the property. And that's one of the things we'd have to do is make sure that this would not affect that in any way.
Spence says that any plans to build a hatchery on Conservation Authority land couldn't impact operations of the treatment plant, hamper future expansion of the plant, or negatively impact the authority's ratepayers, which only includes Bentonville and Tontytown at the time being. Yet, he says that there are a few hurdles to overcome before officials can commit to building a hatchery on the site.
The two obstacles to this at this time are, one, to overcome the technical issue of whether or not, one, they can use the cleaned water that we produce for the fish hatchery, and two, the other technical side of it is, when that water comes out of the fish hatchery and goes back into NACA, does that cause any problems, and how do we deal with that? And then, in addition to just figuring that side of it out, which I think everybody thinks will probably work, it's just a matter of figuring out how to make it work. The other question is getting enough money to build it. I mean, that's the question on anything like this.
As for the technical issues, Laird says that using effluent from the treatment plant is only one option being considered to make it more of a green hatchery.
But we may also use water from the Little Osage. At this time, we don't know. That's just, there's too many variables. And I mean, we're looking at pharmaceutical drugs and how long-term use could affect the fish. But like I said, at this time, it's not been finalized.
Laird says that the main obstacle to overcome in building a new hatchery on the Northwest Arkansas Conservation Authority land or elsewhere is the issue of money.
And that's one reason nothing's been done in the last 2 years. It's just a big project. It's going to take a lot of funds, and money hasn't been appropriated yet for anything. That's why we're just in the very preliminary stages of this. we're still trying to find a site. All the other factors haven't been thought out yet.
As for the Conservation Authority chipping in on the cost, George Spence says that it wouldn't be a possibility, as any cost to the Conservation Authority would increase the cost to its ratepayers. Laird says that while the Game and Fish Commission wants to build a new hatchery in northwest Arkansas to maintain its footprint in the area, the best-case scenario would see a new hatchery built in 5 to 6 years at the earliest. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.